Okay, we're going to do this. The hokey Price is Right music means that it's time for us to play a round of Craigslist Price is Right. This is where Woody, as we often call him, has gathered strange stuff that's out there on Craigslist. And as he unveiled moments ago, sometimes the Facebook Marketplace is where he gets these items. But whatever. The point is, Chelsea and I, along with a couple of you on the phone, are going to try and figure out how much money, theoretically, is exchanging hands for these things. And if you get closest without going over the actual price, you get a point, just like in regular prices, right? And then most points you win. That's pretty evident. 844-4WW-SHOW is the way that you can get through. It looks like up first to play is Taylor. What's up, Taylor?
Good morning.
Is this Beer Club, Taylor?
It is.
You bet it is.
All right, sweet. Welcome in, Taylor. And then taking you on is going to be, looks like, Shayla? Is it Shayla or Sheila?
Shayla.
Shayla. All right. Welcome in, Shayla. You know how this works. What we're going to do is we're going to have Woody describe item number one. Woody.
Well, a big thank you and tip of the cap to Tom, who found this and says, hey, guys, I listen on iHeartRadio. Love the show. Love it. Craigslist Price is Right. And it happened in Florida. And when I saw this on Craigslist, immediately thought of you. It's a Florida State Rock.
A Florida State Rock.
Yes, this is a rock that may be as old as the state of Florida and maybe even older. It was made by Mother Nature, and it's in the shape of the state of Florida.
Oh.
Can you see the state of Florida when you look at this rock? I thought, wow, that rock looks like Florida when I found it. And I immediately thought, this is a valuable item. So I'm putting it for sale on Craigslist.
Now, if it really looks like the state of Florida, which I can't confirm or deny, that must mean it looks like something else as well.
Wang.
You know what I'm saying?
Wang.
Or gun.
Surprised they didn't go that route. May I see the photo?
It's only a partial photo. Whenever I print it out, it only gives me half the picture.
Penis.
All right. May I?
Penis.
It doesn't even look like a rock.
Penis. It looks like a piece of concrete to me.
Yes.
So a rock that supposedly looks like the state of Florida.
That's correct.
I think it's $50.
$50 yep. is the bid from Wilcox. Okay. Yep.
I think it's $5.
$5. Taylor, your thoughts?
$75.
$75. Wow. Shayla?
$35.
Actual Craigslist price is $250. $250.
Well, Taylor with 75 is closest, so I'm going to be all right.
Yeah, all right.
Taylor with a point. What do we have for item number two on Craigslist Price is Right?
Well, a big thank you to Steve, who found for sale rare antique Dick Smith AA batteries.
Excuse me?
Get in quick for these extremely rare antique AA Dick Smith batteries. They have been removed from their packet by the antique valuer and confirmed their authenticity.
Is that like a blacksmith, but you're making something else?
I don't know. No, these are double.
That used to be your job, didn't it, before you got into radio?
Blacksmith?
No, Dick Smith.
One battery at this price would be a bargain, but you could secure six of them for this great price. These are the extra power version of the Dick Smith batteries. They are alkaline type. For those that don't know, Dick Smith Holdings and Dick Smith himself was until 2016 an Australia-wide chain of retail stores that sold consumer electronic goods. These batteries are incredibly collectible, not to be used.
Collectible batteries.
Somebody's collecting those vintage ones.
Oh my God, who the hell cares?
They are clean, undamaged, and ready to secure a place in your historical battery collection.
If somebody, Chelsea, let's say you meet somebody, you're not manacled to a man currently, let's just pretend, and they tell you that they've got some awesome Dick Smith batteries at the at the home, yay or nay on that one?
I mean, it just depends on their other qualities.
What would you like to bid on your Dick Smith batteries?
$30.
$30.
Go five apiece.
Gotcha. Taylor?
$50.
I'm going to go $50 on that one. Shayla, what do you think?
$60.
$60.
You guys are insane. This is going to be really stupid high. I'll say $61, but I bet it's in the hundreds.
Actual Craigslist price for the six AA batteries, $250.
I mean, you heard him glowing about how collectible his Dick Smith batteries are.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
Peter!
I don't know that market.
That's one for me and one for Taylor. So, Shayla, you're going to need item number three to force a tiebreaker item. What do we have, Woody?
Thanks to Jennifer, who found the sock bouquet made out of five pairs of socks. I have a sock bouquet that is perfect for somebody who is just entering business school. This sock bouquet is made of five pairs of business socks, beautifully presented and gift wrapped. Chelsea, go ahead and take a look. Those are, it looks like a bouquet arrangement of flowers, but it's made out of business socks.
New, presumably.
It doesn't say that, but I'm going to assume yes.
Business socks. I'm not even sure that's a thing.
I don't think
it's business socks.
They're called dress socks. Business socks.
It's business time.
That is an odd post.
Yes.
Like in so many different ways. So it's basically five pairs of dress socks arranged in a flower type thing.
Yes.
Taylor, to perhaps seal your victory, $40 is his bid.
$40, gotcha. Shayla?
Shayla?
41.
You guys have both overbid.
What?
Low bid 40, yeah.
Taylor, I thought
$20.
All right, $20.
$20, gotcha. Shayla?
$25.
You have both overbid.
What? So they're used, apparently.
It doesn't say that.
Cheap socks.
All right. Well, the low bid was $20, Taylor.
$10.
$10. Shayla?
$12.
$12. Actual Craigslist price is $15. There you go. Nice job, Shayla.
All right. Well, like it or not, we've forced a tiebreaker. So Taylor has one. Shayla has one. For all the marbles, what do we have on the Craigslist Price is Right tiebreaker, Woody?
A handful of hair. I have a handful of hair that I would like to sell. I'm trying to buy a jigsaw or an impact driver or perhaps an angle grinder. This hair is certified organic, yada, yada, yada. I got it straight from the source in exchange for a book on how to expel demons and break curses.
Are you playing Mad Libs?
Yeah. Nope. It's a handful of hair.
There was something about hair and organic and then...
Something about demons and you're going to trade it for an angle grinder.
Right.
Is that a euphemism for something or he wants a tool in exchange for a handful of hair?
Trying to save up for the jigsaw drill or angle grinder.
What you just said is one of the most insanely idiotic things I have ever heard.
Shayla, for the game, what does he want for a handful of hair?
$40.
$40, gotcha. Taylor?
Free item.
You're going to go free item. Actual Craigslist price, he wants $10 for it, so Taylor is underneath.
I feel like that's the only time that's ever happened. Is that, Taylor does get that?
Yeah. Because he bid less, Shayla overbid on that one. So I guess anything you're right. Under.
Huh. Strange. Shayla, tough break. I feel like you played the game pretty well. But Taylor's going to walk away with the win on this one. Nice job, Taylor. Great day to get on Craigslist, I'll tell you that. Get yourself a rock that looks like the state of Florida.
Wang.
Get a handful of hair. Some apparently used socks that look like a flower. And then some Dick Smith batteries.
Wang.
All right. Yeah, it did seem like there was a theme today. If you find something odd out there on Craigslist, send it in. Send it to Woody. Maybe we'll use it next time when we play around a Craigslist Price is Right.
The Woody and Wilcox Show.